Welcome back to In Focus on this Thursday morning. Brady Bowman with you. And I'm still here with the founders of the Little Apple Comic Book Expo, the Little Apple Comic Expo, otherwise known as LACE.
Thank
Joshua
you.
Smith and Allie Smith. And that, again, that starts Saturday at 10 o'clock in the Kansas State Student Union. But right now, it's time for the In Focus hot seat.
Oh, no.
Here we go. And we got some comic book trivia.
Okay.
That we're going to do.
Let's do this.
And it's going to be a team effort. I'll let you team up on this, Josh and Allie Smith, on the In Focus hot seat. Got some comic book trivia.
Wonder Twin Powers. Let's do this.
And we'll start off with kind of an easy one here. Edwin Jarvis serves as butler to what super team?
Do you want to take that one?
Oh, the Avengers.
There it is. When Tony Stark first joined the Avengers, he offered his family mansion as the team's headquarters. Since that day, Jarvis, the Stark family butler, has maintained his residence in the mansion, has also served as butler to Earth's mightiest heroes. And, of course, in the MCU,
it's his artificial intelligence. Yeah, right. And then
it's
became
his
Vision.
Vision. Right. Who was the first costumed superhero? And I do got options here. Arrow, Crimson Avenger. Superman or the Phantom?
I'm going to go with the Crimson Avenger. Sounds familiar. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh,
was it the Phantom?
Ooh. Allie?
It's the Phantom.
Oh.
It was.
I just watched that movie the other day, too.
The Phantom was the first fictional hero to wear the skin-tight costume, which has become a hallmark of comic book superheroes. First appeared in a daily newspaper strip on February 17th, 1936. At its peak, the strip was read by over 100 million people daily.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I would argue at its peak it was in a really terrible movie with Billy Zane. Sorry.
It's okay. Question three on the In Focus hot seat with Josh and Allie Smith, the co-founders of the Little Apple Comic Expo. What year was the first modern comic book printed?
Ooh.
And I do got your options for you here.
Okay.
1933, 1925, 1917, or 1938?
Ooh. 38.
Allie, you agree? Because you're team here on this
yes.
one.
Yes. He knows more of that than I do.
33. I'm going to change my answer.
33.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are right. Actually, I was thinking it was 1938 myself, because I was thinking of Action Comics, number one.
That was what I went with.
Right,
yep.
For Superman. In 1933, publishers at Eastern Color Press, looking for a way to make better use of their printing equipment, which frequently sat idle between jobs, came up with the idea of printing an 8-page comic section that could be folded down from the large broadsheet to a smaller 9x12-inch format. Funnies on Parade was this comic book, and also Famous Funnies.
That's what EC Comics stood for. I never knew what EC stood for.
There we go.
Okay, well, neat.
It's all about learning here on In Focus and on the In Focus hot seat.
There we go.
Who is Luke Cage's best friend and longtime partner in crime fighting? The Human Torch, Doctor Strange, Iron Fist, or Daredevil?
Iron Fist.
Danny Rand, the immortal Iron Fist, all the way.
Correct. Frequently teams up with his fellow superhero and close friend. Also, his original Heroes for Hire partner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's look at a couple more of these on the In Focus hot seat. We'll do a couple more. Which Green Lantern came first? Oh, do we got a Green Lantern fan here?
That is my absolute favorite superhero.
Okay, there we go. Alan Scott?
Yes.
John Stewart?
It's Alan Scott.
It's Alan Scott.
Hal Jordan? Okay, we'll just... Correct. Correct.
He's one of my absolute favorites. So.
He was his name was my alias when I worked at a call center.
Elena Scott.
I was Allie Scott.
That's right.
Green Lantern originally appeared in All American Comics number 16, published by All American Publications, one of three companies that would eventually merge to form DC Comics.
Yep.
All right, let's look at, I want to get a really hard one here. Let's see what we got.
Man.
Let's see what we got. Ooh. I think I know this one, too. I think I know this one. And I just clicked out of it. There it is. What is, and we'll close with this one, what is the best-selling comic book of all time? of all time. X-Men number 1, Superman number 75, Amazing Spider-Man number 583, or Batman number 428?
I'm pretty sure it's X-Men number 1 from the 1990s.
Allie, your vote?
I'm going with him.
I'm with you, too. I think that's it, because everybody has that comic book.
I remember somewhere I read that it sold like 8 million copies, and that's always a number that's kind of stuck in my head, so maybe I'm wrong.
Let's see the result.
Yeah.
There you go. In 1991, Marvel rebooted the X-Men with 4 variant covers and a special gatefold cover combining all 4 versions, sold over 8.1 million. Does this guy know his comic books or what? 8.1 million copies, making it the best-selling book of all time.
I remember reading that in Wizard magazine in the 90s.
There you go. You survived the InFocus hot seat.
Yes!
Unscathed, no sweat, nothing.
Well, a little sweat.
A little bit of sweat. What is it, talking with Josh and Allie Smith, the co-founders of the Little Apple Comic Expo, that again will be this Saturday starting at 10 o'clock at the K-State Student Union. What is it that got each of you into the comic book culture, the fandom, if you will?
Well, for me, it started when I was, I tell everybody I've been doing this for 27 years because my kind of break point in my head is about 8 years old. I remember I took a trip with my grandfather to Baltimore, and he went into a 7-Eleven and grabbed one copy of every comic book that was on the shelf. I mean, they don't even have them in newsstands on 7-Elevens anymore. But every single comic book, and he got in the car and he threw them on the back seat, and he was like, "There, please be quiet," because I was a talkative kid. And that drive, I can still remember the very first comic book I ever read. It was an issue of Adventures of Superman with Superman drawn by Jerry Ordway shortly after John Byrne's run on the book. I can't remember the exact issue, but I looked it up not too long ago, and I was able to find it because I remembered the cover. It was Superman fighting a giant fire dog. A dog made out of fire on the cover. And I have been hooked since that day. And I remember every Friday after that when I'd get my allowance, make my mom take me to the newsstand so I could buy my comics. And 27 years later, here I am.
Wait, how old is that? That story going to make you sound like 20, 30 years ago. What did the old newsstand?
Oh, I know, right? But it, that
gave
was,
them a quarter.
That was actually the name of the place.
It's still called the newsstand.
It's still called the newsstand.
Well, that's good. That makes sense.
Right? So,
Allie, what about you?
I got married.
That's not entirely true.
Josh and I met, and he kind of hid his comic hobby with his other girlfriends and told me one day.
That's true.
He was like, "It's Wednesday. Can I go to the comic shop?" And I was like, "Wait, what? Let's go. I want to check it out." Sure. You know, and here we are.
There you go.
Here we are.
I remember you came home from work.
And they're just spread out.
They were spread out all over the floor. And I was like, "Well, this is what Wednesdays are like for me."
Okay.
But you were already a Star Wars fan before.
Yeah, I was a big Star Wars fan because of my brothers, and my mom liked Star Trek and Lord of the Rings and stuff, so we saw that kind of stuff, so it wasn't too far for me to reach to get into the comic book, like, culture at all. And I like cosplay a lot. That's really what made me dive in, so here we are.
So comic books help find love.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, right? She stuck around when the nerdiest hobby was revealed, mm-hmm. So there you go.
It worked. All right, yeah. So I don't hide my nerdiness.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
You can't, yeah.
You can't anymore.
No.
It's popular culture now.
And it is such a ingrained in popular culture. And I think we do got a little bit of time. I'll go ahead and try and read this. It was something I was going to try to do Monday with this issue of Amazing Spider-Man that I got a while back. And I try and collect vintage issues. That's kind of where my thing is now. And it's number 201, and it's a really cool cover. Has Punisher on the cover, and Punisher's a big thing right now. And like the stock market, or I mean, comic book values are so much like the stock market right now. Just like you get word of a new TV show or movie coming out, people are flocking to find that book, and that price goes up. But one thing Stan Lee always used to do was in the bullpen bulletins, is Stan's soapbox. And we're talking off air how much you enjoyed those and missed those. And I'm going to read this one because it was written for a 1980 audience, but it really could be for today. So this is Stan Lee speaking here. He says, "Bear with me, gang. It's philosophy time again. was having a discussion the other day with a professor pal of mine from UCLA about the so-called generation gap. And I laid a few personal opinions on them, and I'd like to share them with you. First, we're never going to solve the generation gap till we stop seeking the wrong answers to the wrong questions. Everyone yaps about young people being different nowadays. Forget it. Human nature doesn't change. It's the human condition that changes. It's the environment. What happened to us is the world has been wildly changing, producing new sets of rules each time you blink your eye. It's the social climate that's been changing, not you and me, Bucky. Or Bunky, I think is what he says. Bunky. He always liked to use nicknames and stuff like that. Here, this will show you what I mean. Say you've got two homes, a large country estate and a small city apartment. You play your stereo full blast on your estate, but who cares? No one can hear it. You're not disturbing anyone, but play it as loud as your small apartment with the paper-thin walls, and your neighbors are going to want to clobber you. You haven't changed. You're the same yo-yo in both places, but the conditions are different. The fact is, young people are the same as ever, the same noisy, scrungy, mangy, nutty, wonderful crazies they've always been, and adults are still the same grouchy, crunchy, goopy, hard-pressed and harassed heroes they've always been, and which you'll soon become. Nothing's changing but the labels, which leads to point two and the final point he makes. None of us is all that different from each other. We all want essentially the same things out of life, a measure of security, some fun, some romance, friendship, and the respect of our contemporaries. That goes for Indians, Chinese, Russians, Jews, Arabs, Catholics, Protestants, Blacks, Browns, Whites, and green-skinned Hulks. So why don't we all stop wasting time hating the other guys? Just look in the mirror, mister. That other guy is you. Excelsior, Stan Lee.
Oh, God, he is great.
Written for 1980 and still...
Still relevant today.
Still relevant.
And everything's still relevant. That's the thing. Comic books have been around for so long now.
Yeah.
Everything comes back around.
Thanks so much for coming on. Excited to see you all Saturday. You know I'll be there, and hopefully I still have a bank account by the end of the week.
I think they're going to get you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks so much. If you missed any of today's In Focus, go online, newsradiokman.com. A little later today, click On Demand. You can get all caught up on today's In Focus, yesterday's, as long as we've been archiving it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You know, Brady, I know that you say that this every day, this is my favorite In Focus, but obviously this was your favorite In Focus.
The bar's been set.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have fun this weekend. Representative Roger Marshall to join us tomorrow. Also, we'll talk about some beef issues. It's 10 a.m.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan.